We continue to bring you the candidates from the local contested races here in Guadalupe County. Here during the primaries, if you want to vote local, all of the local contested races are on the Republican ballot. And today we have someone who is seeking the GOP nomination for the Guadalupe County Court at Law position. John Green is our guest this morning on Saturday Topic. Mr. Green, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We're going to start with a very simple question. It's the question I pose to all the candidates who show up here. Why are you running?
Well, I'm running because I want to help serve this community. And I think right now the court's not being used as efficiently as possible. Namely, it's not taking any criminal cases. And I want to get in there, open the court up to criminal cases, and increase the amount of court dates that it has. And I think that would really help out backlog and people looking for justice because they need their day in court.
You says the court doesn't currently accept any criminal cases. Is there a reason for that? Is that just the prerogative of the current sitting judge?
Well, the current sitting judge back in 2021 recused himself from all criminal cases. So ever since 2021, the court hasn't taken any criminal cases. And unfortunately, that's a vast majority of the cases that are filed in the county every year. So because that has caused a bottleneck with County Court of Law number 2 and just a backlog.
Let's talk a little bit about your experience so people know a little bit more about you. Tell them about yourself.
Sure. So I started as a prosecutor in the court I'm running for. I was there for about 2 years, and then I moved to a criminal defense firm down in San Antonio. After that, I started my own law firm, and I currently practice family, civil, and criminal law. And I've practiced anything from a DWI up to a capital murder. I practice in both state and federal courts as well.
Where are you from? Are you from Guadalupe County?
No, I'm not from Guadalupe County. So I'm from Los Angeles, but don't get out the pitchforks just yet. But I saw where that state was going, and I really wanted to put my roots down somewhere where people believe the same things that I do. And that's why I moved out here. And I love Guadalupe County. It's my home. My wife and my daughter are here. And, you know, I'm not Texan, but my daughter is, and God willing, every generation after that will be too.
You know, I just need to say up front, I asked you that question because we talked about this before we went on. It is one of those issues that could be a problem for some people. They go, wait, he's from California? How do you respond to those people? I know you touched on that a little bit, but those who might be concerned that you're an outsider, and not just an outsider from California.
Absolutely. Well, being from California my entire life growing up there in Los Angeles, you know, I was raised by two law enforcement officers. I'm from a very conservative household. And growing up there, my entire life I've been an outspoken Republican, and even living in a deep blue area. So I've been used to being the odd man out my entire life. Moving out here to Bexar County, you know, it's much more friendly to Republicans out here, a little less so in Bexar County. But moving to Guadalupe County, you know, these are my people. These are the people I was raised around. I love this culture, and I love being a Republican and love this country. And I think that's really what matters.
John Green is a guest on the Saturday Topic program. He's seeking the Republican nomination for Guadalupe County Court at Law. Let's talk about the court itself. I know you made some distinctions between civil and criminal, but can we talk big picture for people who have never had any dealings with the court at all? What do they need to know about County Court at Law?
So for the people fortunate enough to never deal with that, any of these courts, there's two County Courts at Law in Guadalupe County. It's County Court at Law and County Court at Law number 2. They have the same staffing, same funding, same everything, and same jurisdiction over cases. They're able to handle family law, which is child custody, divorces, things like that, juvenile law, civil, which could be anything, car crashes, contract disputes, probate, and criminal law. And so both courts are able to handle those, but ever since 2021, this particular court stopped handling criminal cases, which again is a vast majority of the cases. So it's created a backlog where County Court of Law number 2 is taking on all those cases.
The opinion of them not taking on those criminal cases, is that the opinion of the County Court of Law number 2 judge?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, does the judge feel like unfairly they're being asked to take on an extraordinary number of cases?
Well, I think if you look at
the numbers just bear that out.
I think the numbers just bear that out. So I've done a public records request. The County Court of Law takes just under 600 cases were filed in it last year. County Court of Law number 2 had over 1,700 cases. So the disparity is ginormous. It's almost a 3-to-1 ratio in the amount of cases that are being filed. And when you look at jury trials as well, because most jury trials come out of criminal cases, County Court of Law number 2 had 15 jury trials in the last 8 years. This court only had 2. And so I think that County Court of Law number 2 is taking on a vast majority of the weight here and really trying to pull its own weight. But they can't really do that unless County Court of Law, the one I'm running for, starts taking criminal cases again.
When you look at criminal cases versus civil cases, I mean, I've never practiced law, so I'm wondering, is the pathway forward from the time on the criminal side that a charge is filed and or in on the civil side a suit is filed, is the process effectively the same? The timeline for those things to move through the system, does that work pretty much the same on both sides?
I would say no. So civil cases, I would say, are a lot slower. They're much more paper intensive. But criminal cases is where you have people in jail and you have people victimized that are looking for their day in court and to see the accuser either get justice or get found not guilty or whatever is going to happen. So although civil cases take longer to get resolved just because they are paper intensive, the criminal cases are where people have a constitutional right to a jury trial, and that's where we really need to speed things along, especially, you know, if it's my daughter out there who's been victimized, I want to see a court date, and I want to get a result and a disposition on that case.
And looking at the efficiency of the court, so if you take on, if you're elected and you take on the additional criminal cases, would that impact your ability to deliver a more efficient level of service to those people who are seeking those civil cases now?
I don't think so at all, because from 2019 to 2020, this court took on criminal cases. So it's been done before. And so we know it's able to get done. The only thing that needs to happen is there needs to be a judge in there who hasn't recused himself from criminal cases so we can start taking that caseload again.
We're talking to John Green. He is seeking the Republican nomination for Guadalupe County Court at Law. Of course, the election day is March 3rd, with the early voting period starting on February 17th. The tricky part about these judicial races are that I mentioned that a lot of people don't have time with the court, but they don't even understand some of the discussions. I've seen some of the stuff posted by both campaigns in this case, and there's been talk of clearance rates and that sort of thing. The bottom line for people, what do they need to understand about this race, and what do you think ultimately is the most important thing?
I think the most important thing at the end of the day is the criminal cases and the judge's ability to take on criminal cases, because again, that's the vast majority. I think out of the 1,700, around 1,500 or 1,600 were criminal cases. So it's a huge caseload that goes in. So unless we have a judge that hasn't recused himself from those kind of cases, there's going to be a backlog. It's inevitable. And especially with Guadalupe County growing the way it has, people are moving in more and more and more over the years. It's just going to get worse in the next 4 years.
Yeah, the growth is a significant challenge pretty much for every aspect of county government. The court would not be immune to that, I would assume.
Absolutely not. And we've already suffered because of it. And so we just need to get the ball rolling here.
So if you're elected, the answer is, you take on some additional criminal court cases, you can still manage the civil cases, and that will sort of mitigate the sort of growth that we're seeing, or is more going to have to be done?
Well, I think that'll mitigate it for now. We'll see how much the county grows in the next 4 years. Maybe we'll need more prosecutors and more judges down the road. I don't think it's time for that quite yet, because I think we got what we need. We just need to make sure that it's efficient.
Your opponent has spent a lot of time talking about his experience. I mean, he's the incumbent in this race. Your experience in comparison, how do you feel like you stack up?
Well, I'm certainly less experienced than he is, but I think whenever a business owner is interviewing someone for a job, the first question they ask is, are you willing to do the job? So I think that's the first standard that you have to ask any candidate. I mean, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to take on the criminal cases. And I think my opponent over the last 5 years has shown that he's just not willing to do so. So I think that's why people need to vote for me in order to open up this court.
So if you are elected and this happens and you're able to do the things that you're suggesting here, that relieves some of the burden from court at law number two.
That's
Is that correct.
Very correct.
So does that expedite justice for those people who are seeking justice on the criminal side?
Oh, absolutely. And I take criminal defense cases in that court right now, the misdemeanor county court of law number two court. And just because of that backlog, you're looking at least a year in before something goes to trial. And so again, if it's my daughter or, you know, your son or daughter that's been victimized, you want to make sure that you have a court date and that gets resolved. And especially if you're the person sitting in jail, you definitely want to make sure you have a court date coming up soon so you can get some sort of disposition.
I guess the question I would say, the only pushback I would give is, how do you make sure that you're not going to cheat those people on the civil side or the probate cases or any of that stuff that would normally come before this court? How do you make sure that you're managing that so that you're not one suffering so that you can pay attention to the other?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good question. And again, this has been done before in 2019 and 2020. Both courts had a vast majority of the cases and they split the caseload with everything. But again, after 2021, this particular court stopped taking those criminal cases, which has really led to the backlog. But I think if we increase the amount of court dates that are had every year with this court, that we can easily handle all of these cases. Just for example, I did a public records request with a calendar. The County Court of Law number 2 had 186 court dates in 2025. The court I'm running for had less than 40. So I think if we increase the amount of court dates, we can easily handle both splitting the criminal cases with County Court of Law number 2 and hanging on to the current civil and probate cases that we already have.
That's based on the calendar, the court calendar?
Yeah, so I did a public records request with County Court of Law number 2, and that's where I got the court calendar for both County Court of Law and County Court of Law number 2.
Is that distinction just based on civil versus criminal, or is there something else that you're suggesting here?
I'm suggesting that the court I'm running for takes on more court cases, which includes taking half the criminal cases into its own court, increasing the amount of court dates. Because right now it's only having court once a week, and I think we can push those numbers up, at least double or triple them.
The fact that you're running, is that an indictment of the incumbent, or is that just your own ambition and your desire to serve?
I think it's certainly an indictment of the incumbent. I think, generally speaking, in all respect to the other candidates, if something's going well with the politician or someone that's in office, you know, why shake the boat? And if they're doing a good job, fantastic. And I think my opponent, he does a good job when he shows up, but he's just not showing up and getting the job done. And so that's why I'm running, in order to make sure that these criminal cases have good resolutions and speedy trials.
That has been your experience that you have seen? I mean, I know you were working for the prosecutor's office, but in other capacities, is that's been your experience with that court?
So I haven't even been in that court because there's no criminal cases for the last 5 years, but I've practiced all around Central Texas, and every county court that I've been to has court dates almost every day, but this court just doesn't.
We're talking to John Green. He is seeking the Republican nomination for the Guadalupe County Court Commission. Guadalupe County Court at Law. Right now it's the civil court, but he is saying that it should open up to some criminal cases.
That's correct.
As well. What else do people need to know about this race that separates you and your opponent?
Well, I think, like I said before, we can talk experience, we can talk anything else, but the number one thing people need to know is the willingness to do the job is the number one qualification for the job. My opponent's shown over the last 5 years that he's just not willing to take on criminal cases because he's recused himself and he's stayed recused for the last 5 years. I don't have to recuse myself from criminal cases. I'm able to take on that workload.
I will say, you're excellent at staying on message, but I'm trying to see, is there something beyond that that people need to be thinking about? I get that. Effectively, you're saying that he's not working very hard. Is there more to that they need to be thinking about when it comes to the operation of this court?
Well, I think that's the main thing with the operation of the court. You know, I've done, like I said earlier, civil, family, criminal in both state and federal court. Something I'm well equipped to handle. I'm excited for the opportunity.
All right. Beyond your capacity as an attorney, beyond your desire to be a county court at law judge, what do people need to know about John Green? We know you're from California, but beyond that, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a husband and a father. I have an almost 10-month-old at home, and it goes by fast, so she's growing up quick. But also, I'm a Catholic. My faith is very dear to my heart, and that's kind of what runs my life and in the lens through which I view the world as well. So I want to take those same values, those same family values, the same Christian values to the court, and I want to use those values when I preside over the court.
I want to make sure I give you an opportunity to speak directly to the voters as part of this program before I let you go. Like I said, you've done a terrific job of staying on message, but talk to them now. Why should they vote for John Green? What makes you the right choice?
Well, I'll say this. Being from California, that didn't go downhill overnight. It was a long, you know, probably 50-plus years of one day at a time going downhill. And I think what really led to the downfall of that state, which used to be my home, it's a beautiful place, was just apathy to the local government, people not getting involved and not caring really what public officials were up to or whether or not they're doing their job. And so what I'm looking to do here is really raise a red flag and tell people, listen, we need to pay attention to local politics. We need to get involved. We need to be aware of what's going on in our local community. Because if not, you know, day by day, it's going to start falling apart. And it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be over the next year, or the next 4 years, but the next, you know, 30 years, I'm talking. And so I'm trying to think long term here. I'm trying to raise alarm bells and let people know we need to get involved in local politics. Get out and vote, because your vote really matters.
It's an off year for the primary. No presidential election. The governor's races can sometimes push voter turnout, and there's not a whole lot going there on the Republican side that the governor is going to get nominated again. Are people paying attention right now as you get out and about? Are you finding they're engaged in this?
I think more and more as we get the message out, they are. But it is difficult in this kind of election because there is no presidential election, like you said. So it really is a local Republican primary. And I think that's always difficult to get out the votes. And so that's why I'm telling people, especially being from where I'm from, the community involvement really matters. And if you think your voice or your vote doesn't matter, you're wrong. You need to get out there. You need to say what you believe in, say it strongly, and vote the way your heart believes.
John Green, our guest on the Saturday Topic program. John is seeking the Republican nomination for Guadalupe County Court at Law. Early voting begins on Tuesday, February 17th. Election day, of course, is Tuesday, March 3rd. Texas has open primaries, so you can choose which primary to vote in, but you can only vote in one. So whichever you choose, I want to remind you, if you want to vote for any of these local races, you'll have to choose the GOP ballot in that regard. John, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me on.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
John Green, again, our guest on the Saturday Topic program. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more right after this.